I have had the most wonderful Sunday evening. This has been great. I'm here with Christina. We went out to dinner at Lou Bacardi's, which is used to be one of my favorite St. Louis style pizza places, and is in my old neighborhood. And I love St. Louis style pizza, and I've missed it. It's just one of those flavors I've missed from my youth. And I was a little anxious that maybe it wouldn't be as good as I remembered or wasn't the same, but it was just like I remembered. And this was your first exposure to it, so what did you think?
Oh, I liked it a lot. I liked the creaminess of the cheese on the sauce, and the crust is to die for. It's the perfect crispiness. It's
really how would you describe St. Louis style pizza?
Oh, goodness. Super thin crust. But still has texture to it, so it's not just like paper thin. Crispy, with the cheese sauce is kind of like a creamy, has a slight sweetness to it, not too much. And then add to that the sausage and the pepperoni and everything else. It was really good. It was lighter than I thought it would be. It was lighter than your typical pizza, so you could eat a lot more of it than you would typically with any other kind of pizza. It was good. It was very good.
It was a big deal for me because this is very distinctive style, St. Louis style pizza, which is this really paper thin crust, but very crisp with just a light tomato paste kind of sauce on it and this sort of sweet, creamy cheese and always fennel sausage and sprinkled with herbs on top. It was just really yummy. And it's harder to find now because I think just there's sort of a snobbish rebellion against the old St. Louis style pizza, and a lot of people don't like it. So I was just glad, and I really just craved it. And I've missed it for a long time, and it was still there. Yay! So we had a lovely time, and now we're here. Excuse me. Now we're at Bailey's Chocolate Bar in the Lafayette Square part of town, and describe where we are.
It's just this beautiful, you kind of go through the place. We're in the patio area, the back part of it. But you walk through this really neat kind of, it reminds me of the Shadow Lounge, just with the color choices and such.
It's red
with the black accents and such. So we're now in the backyard of it. It's very cozy with lots of lights and tables, people out here drinking and talking, and it's a beautiful evening. It's a perfect evening for something like this. So we're trying to decide. Well, I think we've decided what we're going to have. So what am I going to have? I'm going to have the Brandy Alexander special. And you're having?
I'm going to have a dark chocolate martini.
So yeah, there was a lot of yummy chocolate choices to choose from, and I had know what to do. But he said I would like the Brandy Alexander, so.
I think you will. And this has just been a wonderful date night out.
It has. It's just so nice and charming and beautiful evening. And people are out and about and having a good time. So it's nice to be caught up in that.
It's a neat place. There's a really nice mix of a crowd. Like you find in a lot of places around here. There's you've got some of your older folks and some college kids and some 30 types, 30 somethings, and you know, just and yeah, it's just really very, very pleasant. It's a beautiful night.
Yes, it really is. It's nice to see people walking their dogs and jogging and stuff like that. So it's lovely, lovely, lovely.
Christina's getting tired, I think. So we're gonna have her little ice cream drink, and a friend of ours may be joining us in a few minutes. We hope so, that'd be nice. And if so, maybe we'll have her say hello. I think that's all for now.
Bye-bye.